to use the word as our tool. Spaculation, our womb, our home of assignment, where artists draw closer to the word. Poets become one with proverbs. A mother has a business that's birthed. Brothers have a willingness to serve. Roadmen turn away from the curb. And women find a purpose to serve. This is spaculation, where the word can't be hashed and we're tagged with grace. We're the final frontiers.
To bring the key down. does it for her family, her friends to bless. Like all the rest, anyone that's refusing to believe.
Thank you. Got three stages of walk this morning. Number one is understanding the atmosphere of this house, and of course paying respect to that atmosphere. It's the atmosphere of change, advocating change for young people through the word of God. And so a young man does not walk in here with the attitude of the area they are coming from.
Yes, sir.
Where you're coming from is what you want to get out of.
Yes, sir.
So you don't come here and behave like a low life fool. So I was telling one of the young men the other day from prison, he has pulled a knife on one of my sons, and I said, if not that I pity your mom, I would have told you on the phone to take out your own intestine. Then you will know that there is power beyond that weakness you carry in your pocket. You are a jellyfish. And you're not powerful without an iron. So whilst I don't mind you doing that in your area, because it's poverty everywhere, when we come before the Lord, we must come with respect. We must come with the fear of God. We must put on the right heart. And that heart is the heart of submission to God. It's as simple as that. That's God's presence. When you get back to Becton, you know those industrial areas that they converted to buildings and loaded people there? You'll be tough there. And you see, there's a guy in your area who does not get involved in all those things. He's going to school. By the time you come out of jail, you will be a shoe cleaner. Because I want to talk to you about prosperity today, I think it is important for me to remove certain things that can block our mind and eyes. And God told me to tell you about when slaves come to the city. And I'm going to talk to you about two slaves this afternoon. The name of one was Joseph, who was sold as a slave in his teenage years. His brothers sold him because of God's word over his life. He's the people that he trusted the most sold him out. The other one was Daniel. Daniel was a slave because war invaded their land and they took him to Babylon. And because even though he was sold and his life was a low life, he didn't behave like a low life. You got to go back to your community. You look at 20, 21-year-old thinking they are tough, and you say to them, come to Spark and let me show you people making money whilst you're making nothing. It makes no sense. But that's not the word this morning. Am I allowed to talk to you like a brother or a sister this morning? Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
It's none of my damn business who kills who in Acne. Or what's that area again? Or MPK. Or those places. Why? My children will never come there. Ever. I don't have any business coming there either. It's not my business. But you see, my business really is to get those who have their head screwed on in those areas out of that trap. The person wants to be a gang leader there and kill themselves. That's your problem. So what we are looking for are people in those areas who feel trapped and they're looking for a way out. If we find a man or a woman who is looking for the way out, the first thing that we will present to them is the Word of God. On this page or pages is the change that a young man or a young woman needs in his or her life, because this was what Joseph stuck to. Even in the house of slavery. And it's not going to be, imagine a 19-year-old who already has all the theories of life. You don't know anything about life, bro. You're deceived, you know. I don't care if a 19-year-old gets angry with me. We're not even supposed to meet at all. On what pages? But I don't care if it is a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old that decides to be different in their own community. That decide, it's a decision. It is never about where I was born. It's about the decision I decide to make with my life. And the first decision is that either it is Daniel or Joseph, they decided to stick to the Word of God. Because they look at their environment and say, this is too much poverty. I was at MPK. Is he MPK? I was there. I didn't think go there to take pictures. I went there to look, what is even this area though? And everywhere we went to in those estates, there's no way in the world I'm going to blame the guys that grew up in that estate. They made football pitches for them with cage. And I want to look at some of our brothers in the face and say, this is the area where you are tough. I run MPK. So what is here to run? It should be I run from MPK. The brother is there day and night studying his books, his study. He's trying to run from that area. I don't want to run this area. Because you see, here, if you kill yourselves, the authority don't care. You know the only reason why police and everybody is talking on the media now? Do you want to know? You want to know? Because it is embarrassing for the city to be having those things in the news media. If they add their way to keep it away from the news, you will kill yourself all day long till you have nobody to kill anymore. It wouldn't bother the government one bit. You know what? You know what? Most of our young black men, you are not economically useful. How can a young man come to this world and become an economic liability on another race? There are liabilities, job centers. At the end of the day, send you to prison, pay 45K to keep you every year. You come out at 35. And when you come out, you begin to behave like a kindergarten fool. Because prison is isolation. It's like an animal that grows in a zoo. Not its natural habitat. I'm clearing the way for the word this morning as I speak to you about assignment. What you were sent to the world. And this morning, on the screen in some minutes, I'm going to display alternatives for those who want to come out. And even those who live an average life, it is still bondage. I'm going to present on the screen. And for me, let me be honest with you, is Take it or leave it or get the hell out. I don't care. Do what you like. What's my business with Becton? What's my business driving down to MPK? What's my business there? But you see, it will pain your heart if you realize mothers, what it takes to produce these children and what you know happens to them behind bars. It will move your heart as a father or a mother. So, number one, that's the word for our young men and women. In case you say, okay, Pastor, what's the meaning of what you just said? If you like, change. If you like, don't change. That's your problem, mate. Number two. But let me complete that. If you decide to change, we've got an alternative. Simple. It's as simple as that. Oh, I don't want to do none of those God thing. I don't want to do none of those. Look at you talking. Have you seen men and women jumping up for God this morning? You think you have more than they do? Look at you. How old are you? You know how many kids you've got already. You think they won't grow up to call you daddy fool? You draw out a knife on them? Yeah, I'm a gang leader. Yeah, I'm a gang leader. I'm tough, man. I'm your kid. I'm a G on your kid. Why? Because the other kids in the block have left. So you're going to be tough on your own kids now. What do you see on the street? I'll bust your head, man. That's your child. Daddy's gone mad. But again, there's always going to be a time of opportunity, a transition point. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I behaved as a child. You know, that transition can be at 14, 15 years old, if you choose. And God says, behold, I lay before you life and death. He said, choose life. Oh my God, what they did to you guys in those areas is despicable. I look at MPK, I look at all the other places we drove to, and I almost cried. I grew up at 25 years old. I was in Nigeria. I was 25 years old. I've never seen the kind of poverty they did to you guys. And I'm asking you now that we all must resist together. We must resist poverty. We must resist lack. We must resist those cages. But you see, we cannot resist through riot. We can only resist through integrity. You've got to go take all your drugs and flush them down the toilet, fool. The only force. Look, let me tell you something. Your parents grew up in the church. Maybe few of them in the mosque. Some of them dedicated their whole life. Those of you who met your parents. I know there are a few exceptions. Those who didn't grow up in the church or mosque, they grew up catering for their family, their immediate family, like their brother who is your uncle or blah, 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 blah. Because it's our culture. Let me ask you one thing this morning. How many of those churches or mosque or blah, blah, blah is speaking for you today? How many? You don't care. So, in other words, you've got to speak for yourself. Weed and cocaine cannot make you escape the hood. You will not live a better life at the expense of another life's destruction. So I looked at one of the young men. I said, have you gone nuts? You're selling cocaine and giving the money to your own kids to buy clothes. Are you mad? Is something gone damaged in your mind? You're training your kids. You bought them McDonald's from drug money. So even if you have no respect for your dead, stupid self, you don't have respect for a child that did not beg to come to the world. No, you can't go and be a kitchen potter and make sure that none of those drug money touched your child who did not beg to come to the world. Is something damaged in your mind? A lady sees that kind of a guy that cannot explain where he gets money from, and you open your leg to such a dead wood. You can't look from at him from a distance and say, in the name of Jesus, Rikabadebosata, I rebuke the devil in you. Don't move near me. You are going to burn in hell in the name of Jesus. You think that lazy thing is a man? So, because I just love hanging out with tough guys. The tough guy is at McDonald's working, studying. You know why he's able to do that? Because he believes. Psalm 112. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Can you project that for me? Blessed is the young man. Blessed is Joseph. Because Joseph decided to fear the Lord. Even though he was 17 years old, the fear of God brought the empowerment to prosper. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in what God has to say. The prosperity of this generation is only dependent on their openness to God. Do I not meet your senior brothers from all those places who sold drugs way ahead of you and who were tougher than you? Guess what they are doing now? What you will do tomorrow. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. Verse 2. Their children will be mighty in the land. Every child of Spark Nation will be mighty. Can I hear a better amen? Amen? Including those who are not here yet. They will be mighty in this land. Can I hear an amen? Don't come out of that lifestyle with your friends. Sometimes it has to be you and you alone. Because if you keep coming out with your friends, who will be your servants tomorrow? Blessed is anyone who fears the Lord. If we can raise a generation of young men and women who fear the Lord, who has great delight in his word, meaning they have great delight in Jesus. How can you come to a church like Spark Nation and feel like it's, I don't do those religious things? We've proven to you that wealth and the fear of God move together. We've proven it. Why would you want to go back home and sell a single dot? I told one of your brothers yesterday, I said, be broke. So what is the instruction for me? I said, be broke. It is okay to be broke. Because the money you thought you have before is not money. You have devils in your pocket. You will not do well. You see, this, and I'm going to talk to the police in a moment. Because I know they're watching. I'm coming. But just as a teaser, I'm coming to talk to you. But why don't you put your shoe in your mouth, Mr. Policeman? For what I'm about to say to you, fools. The police guy thinks that if he's young and he can snitch on the young, it will use that to escape poverty. So they have all these untrained constables, all this low life, piece of nothing. If you want to hear the piece of what they are, wait for me after service, I'll tell you. So you snitch on the young in order for you to become something, thinking that you're escaping poverty through snitching. That's not policing. That's snitching. Policing will construct a better way. Pardon me if you say, oh, this guy is not really preaching, he's just talking about stuff. You can go home. I didn't come this far for your assignment. I'm doing my assignment. I'm talking to a generation. So go home. I didn't come to this wall to do this, to count numbers. Jerusalem will be a city without walls. And go home. I'm addressing things that our older churches never addressed. That's why their children are, black people are the most in jail today. That should make you cry as a young man. Guess who is not in jail? No Jewish person there. Jews are not there. Oh, you want to protest on that and say, they are unfair to us. Yeah, they put the stupid drug in your foolish pocket and put the knife in your hands. And say, but how does gun and knife come to our society? I don't care how it comes. When it comes, does it tie itself to your neck? So now the police. And I'll show you from scripture what biblical policing is. So you already know that the police are not interested in anything than just catch a person and throw them in jail. Boom. Lock them up. It's not reformation. It's not giving a voice. After the police, I'll come to the church. There's no reformation. You go get these little boys who are desperate to come out of poverty, who would have been doing the same thing, but they are a bit smarter to use the system, snitch on the other guys, and get promotion. You call that policing? Cassidy, whatever. No, I don't like this on him. Okay. Yes, sir. Because the whatever you call policing, just locking people up, that's not policing. Policing is community. You go to the community and relate with the people. I want us to go back to the root of policing. Does anybody have the Webster Dictionary definition of policing? It's so simple. So when the Metropolitan Police say, okay, Spark Nation, what is your solution? I tell them, policing. They say, oh, but that's what we do. Policing. You've got to go back to school and maybe or buy a Webster Dictionary and open it and let's find out what is the definition of policing. Anyone with the Webster Dictionary? I finished with explosion. We're just going to worship and praise today. So if you're waiting for new revelation, I taught you on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I taught for at least 2 hours every night. So if you're saying, no, I came to church for the world. Yeah, of course, I know. The government of a city or town, the administrations. Hello? The administration of the law and regulation of a city or incorporated town or borough as the police of London, of New York, of Boston, the word is applied also to the government of all towns in New England, blah, 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 blah. But the key word, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The internal regulation and the government of a kingdom or a state. The internal. So if I come back to my community, that's internal. Guess the new generation police, your community unit. Elite is a new policing for Islington. COD is a new policing for Beckham, for New Southwark, for Lewisham, Toss Pulse, Brixton Pulse, Enfield Eagles, Eastside, Catford, Surrey Keys. It's a new policing. Why? Because you are internally regulating the affairs of that area. But you see, you are doing yours by the word of God. You think our young people really want to commit crime? You think a young man just wakes up and says, I'm going to kill many people today, when he was 10 years old? One thing leads to the other, but there is no policing. Because if he wants to commit crime, and he is his friend, and his friend is beginning to prosper, he has policed his friend. And the way righteousness grows is for those of us who live in righteousness not to close our mouth. Our parents close their mouth for too long. Our parents are not good. Not all. So a father calls Pastor Dami and says, you know, my daughter has not been behaving well, blah, 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 blah. And because of that, I sent her out of the house. But the church should da, 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 da. I said, so, father, you're a good father, right? You think you're a good father. Where I came from, when we were teenagers, hardly is any of us best behaved. But our parents will never shut us out as a girl child, even as a boy child. When you shut her out, where should she go to? So you lose her father. You are now calling the church after you've chased her out, changed the lock. So the night she called us, or Pastor Dami and Pastor Tolu, and say, I don't have where to go. You know the headache you gave us. You want to blame the church? She's only been coming to the church for 1 year. You got what you trained. And if you're a father, where I came from, they said, no matter how bad your child is, you don't chase them for the lion to devour. African father, you are sick in your brain to want to blame the church who took your daughter in when you chased her out. What did she do? Has she killed somebody yet? Real parents that I know, even when their child kills somebody, they cover them, right? You're trying to discipline her by locking her out. Discipline. To go where? A prostitute house? A trap house? You should be rolling on your floor thanking God for Spark Nation. Otherwise, she will go to her friends and become a drug addict. You should thank God for Surrey Keys that we're able to galvanize strength and say, where do we send her to now? Because if they were not there, at least she's there. Now you know you can call somewhere. I will know where you would call if Spark Nation was not there. Let's assume you were going to a blah, 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 Jesus Christ ministry. Let's see where you will call. I've got to parents now. Our parent I was at a pastor's meeting on Wednesday. I saw all the big pastors of UK. They all sat, they're good people. And they all folded their hands, waiting for us to talk. They have no solution to what's up. Some even suggested prayer walk. My dad calls that to and fro walk. You know the one Satan was doing when he ran into Job. What do I want to conclude with? I'm paving the ground for something because I will stop now. I don't intend to preach. I intend to steer you up toward what Spark Nation is. There are people sitting in this room today that have lost brothers or relative. The problem with when our young people die is this. The next young, like the brother was there, he said, me, I'm just so smart, I don't know. You're still going to die. As he who lives by the sword will die by the sword. If you carry knife to protect yourself, knife will kill you eventually. You know, have you ever heard of someone dying before and it looks like he's so far from you? So they were telling Julius Caesar, you think you're so powerful, but death is near, betrayal. It's near, but it looks like it can't touch me. I'm too smart. I soon realized that it's not too smart. So I've spoken to the police as much as I can. Of course, now, listen to what I'm about to say. Because of Spark Nation, two things will be adjusted in the laws of the police. I want you to listen to this very well. Because of Spark Nation, so that you can see your progression. Number one is churches will be allowed now to operate like Spark Nation, meaning it will be a sanctuary where you cannot arrest people in it and 3 hours after service as well. So you can't trace them home. Because that sanctuary will be what the Catholic wanted to set up as confession place. They will be allowed. And in the case where their community leader intervenes and speaks for them, they will be given, even if they are worthy for arrest and sentencing now, they will be given 6 months to see if they change. Because a pastor speaks. Yep. Sit down. Let me tell you, this is what we've been fighting for, right? That there are people who just got involved in beating up somebody. You should give them time to say, now they are with so-so-so, and this is what they are doing. Okay, we'll watch you for 6 months because you are in Spark Nation or you are in Jesus is King Church. And they can write for you. And if we need to see you 2 hours, we just call your pastor, your community leaders, and we see you. You know how many money the government would not have had to spend if they have been doing that. Now, it is proposed, it is written, and I believe it will become law before June because of Spark Nation. Spark Nation! This one, I'm talking about the blessing. I'm talking about influence. We will again be able to give our young people chance because I still say they are not bad people. They just need hope. They need the blessing. They need to see the light of the kingdom. Someone shout, Jesus! That's it. These are the things that Paul, how can I preach the blessing to the parents when their children are in jail? So tomorrow you will have breakthrough, but their loved one is in jail. And we're sitting down as a church thinking, we could have changed this though, if only we had a little bit of influence. Of course, the second law, of course, that now needs to be regularized. It means that if you have ammunition in church or stuff you fight in church, you can be jailed for 6 months without any questioning. It just takes the community you need leader to say, have him. And we work, we will help the person get to jail, get locked up for a long time. When they come out 6 months after, we will check, have you changed? They say, no, I'm a tough guy. We say, ah, you're going back. Get a good barista and get the chicken back to his cage. In other words, I'm saying to you that when you come to church, and you've got to assure your guys too, there's nobody that can attack you. Nobody. Not he. Why? One, for the fear of God. And number two, for the fear of their master. A gang leader will begin to shake like a jellyfish in front of police. No. They say, oh, boy, I was tough in front of them. No. We know you're shaking. I've seen pictures of people in the, you know, the pictures you sent me when you, and I see them in that box. Don't go to that box, man. It's strip you of all your freedom. Begin to move like a fool. And say, why, bro? Because you want to prove that betting is tougher than, what's the other area? That Bradgate. Don't blame me, bro. I've never lived in those places. You live there. I don't know. I live in Chelsea, you know. I don't. I'm just joking. Never. But seriously, now let me take 10 minutes and teach the word. I've told you. You know why I'm telling you this? So that you can track our progress. What is Spark Nation for? These are the progress we're making. This is what we live for daily, making all effort to say that if a young man, a young lady, a sister comes out of a certain lifestyle, what are we going to tell them to do? Number one, we're going to tell them to accept Jesus. Without him, there is no life. I can present a business to you, but you will fail in that business without Jesus. So this is not a ground to promise you businesses. Don't let anybody tell you, well, I'll make you a millionaire. Anybody say that to you, just tell them, shut up now. Don't believe it. Don't go for it. It's not true. But collectively, we will make ourselves great people. And it's going to take time. When you were conceived in your mother's womb, you were not born the same day, were you? It will take time. It will take patience. You will have to learn the dignity you did not learn on the street. E.g., knife is supposed to be on the right hand and it's supposed to be for cutting steaks, not for piercing human body. You still like your steak, right? You cut the right steak. Because you can afford it. Brother cannot afford steak. He thinks stabbing will substitute for good man's steak. Medium rare. So the foundation of all these, friends, I want to close now, is faith in the Lord Jesus. That's the power base of the blessing. Oh, yes. That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but will have eternal life. What is Spark Nation? The presentation of eternal life. Eternal life is not just becoming religiously spooky. The reason why some of you don't like church is because your parents forced you to church all your life. And because of that, you don't like it. But see, this is your new generation church. It carries the blessing. It carries faith. In some minutes, I'm going to make an altar call. And you see, the altar call is anybody who wants to change their life. Anybody who wants to say, I'm leaving certain things behind and I'm pressing into better things. Can I quickly tell you something? Because I know this happens. Let me tell you one truth. Those of you who keep money that you made from drugs in order to now clean up and live a better life, you're deceiving your foolish self. You take those money, you go burn it. You go destroy every piece of that nonsense. Because you will never make a better life by destroying other people's life. You don't have money, you have demons. And they will get you. You know the bad part of it? They won't get you now. They'll get you when you think you are clean. And you've set your life right. Then the Fed will knock your door. Say, you gotta pay. Gotta go. Go destroy those things, my friend. And when you destroy it, ask a person to give you a Bible. For whosoever believes in him, this is where the blessing comes from. It comes from faith in the Lord Jesus. That's number one. Anytime we make altar calls, and someone can say, I've not been in gang or all those things, but I've been far away from the Lord. Come to Jesus today. At least those of us standing in front of you were telling you that it is Jesus that has made our life. Don't you think that it is a demonic possession for you to sit there and say, no, not for me. And we look at you and say, look at you, all your life, all the decision you've made is bad decision. Number two is mentorship. Mentorship is what teaches us patience, risk taking, focus, discipline, mentorship. Somebody sincerely qualified, taking you through life, and it's not boring. You know, let me come to the sisters. I pity sisters a lot. Many of whom grew without fathers. I wonder, how is she going to make decision? There's no father. So don't blame us in Spark Nation if we see our pastors like our fathers. And if we shout pity, don't blame us. Because you don't know where I'm coming from. Someone said, in my mom's church, I never knew where my pastor lived. Talk less of go talk to him for what? So I'm not qualified to be clapped for or to be eulogized, whatever, unless my work speaks for me. That we have not just lived this life by preaching to you on a Sunday basis. I've lived it by being with you every single day. I've lived it by sacrificing everything. So that there's no pretense. There's no falsehood. There's nothing like, oh, that guy may be up to some motive. Like what? Look at the person talking and say, if there's motive, it's with you. How? In my year, I was one of the best law students. If I wasn't pastoring, I would be a top lawyer. So I look at the other guy and say, what have you done? Look at you, you're 27. I started pastoring at 25. What the blessing does when it comes over a man is this, and I'm going to stop with this. It makes you turn desert to Eden. The blessing does not make you become a desert as well. Many of you have a God-given assignment. It doesn't matter how old you are. There is something in you calling for better life. Calling for something as a lady, as a man. God programmed a destiny in your mind, in your heart. The day you received Jesus is the day your spirit was activated. And still the word is coming, calling you to come. But God said to you, the reason why you joined a gang is because you were weak and you needed power. Now that power that you're looking for is in Christ. And if you will come to him, he activates your natural gifting. Every man's prosperity is already in their spirit. The way you're going to make so much money is already in your spirit. But you need to join hands with somebody and they need to lead you to how. That's what I was telling you on Periscope yesterday. That Moses had to have an assignment. And Moses' assignment will then make two guys, two young men, Basileia and Oholiab. They will discover that they were naturally born interior designers like TNT. They will discover because there is something now to do for God. The reason why you are feeling down, like my life is not going anywhere, is because you've not attached yourself to an assignment. So what is Black Nation assignment? Everybody coming together with their money, their resources to build an ark. A place where young people can run to when they don't know where to turn to anymore. That is Spark Nation. I'm about to do a presentation. But I can't do no presentation without the word. So I made up in my own mind from teenage years, I'm just going to serve God. But you know, when I decided to do that, I still had certain addiction in my life. I was still addicted to marijuana. But I wanted God. It takes courage to leave your tradition and culture and your pride behind and say, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. And in a moment, there will be an altar call and many people can say, well, I've done that in my house and I don't want to go forward. I don't want to do those things. It's that pride again. Proud people always end up being broke and poor, busted, and they will have so much talent. But nobody wants to help a proud person. I don't want a young man walking up to me telling me about life and da-da-da just because I want to get you out of gang. Go back to your gang, man. Who are you going to kill, my own son or daughter? No. Your own niece and nephews. Who is going to cry? Your moms, your parents were church mates. Family, friends. So in 3 minutes, when the time comes to come and surrender to what you were already supposed to be, I'm inviting you into the blessing. The blessing of the Lord makes a man rich and adds no sorrow. For those of you who are already advanced in faith, if you do not take anything outside of this service, I want you to take this. The blessing is the Holy Spirit. If you yield your day-to-day activity to him, you will end up very prosperous. The blessing is the Holy Ghost. In just a minute, I feel there are about 50 people in here, brothers. I did not come to judge you. My job is not judging. And after this altar call, I'm going to put some businesses on the screen and you're going to see how you can begin to prosper. But I can't do that until after this altar call. Someone said, well, you know, one of the things we heard about Spark Nation is that Spark Nation uses money. I said, I thought money is to be used. I didn't know money was to be worshipped. I thought you use money. And I said to them, what, your own money that you make, what do you do with it? You do Snapchat and you buy alcohol. Young people gather themselves together to use money to help their own brothers and sisters. And you think that's a problem? You think that's wrong? Wow. I want to pray for 30 brothers and 20 sisters. There are many sisters out there as well. And don't feel like, oh, I'm not. You know what you've been up to. And Jesus calls you and says, about time now that you fully come into me and surrender all. And you're not waiting for anybody to persuade you. I didn't come here today to preach to you. I've been preaching to you since Thursday. And if a man would take heed to what I've been saying since Thursday, your life will never be the same again. It is not accumulation of new revelation. It's using what you heard already, putting it now to practice. But I feel so strongly in my spirit this afternoon. This is the only, as far as I know right now, this is the only house you will enter into, and there is no judgment or condemnation for you. I don't want to know about your past life. I want to know about what you will do from here. I don't want to know about the wrong things you've done. I want to know about what you will allow Jesus to do through you. I learned that on Tuesday, one of the young men, how old was the guy? 24. Listen to these parents so that you can know we're in trouble. A 24-year-old packs a whole bag of charms. Charm in London, you know. And brought it to Surrey Keys. Say, I don't want to do this anymore. From gang, he had gone to acquire charms for protection. He will wake up 12 midnight and begin to enchant over his own area so that there will be blood shed. That's what they are using him for. He will enchant, practicing all manner of voodoo. And they said, so why did you run to Spark Nation? He said, I didn't run here because of gang chasing me or police. He said, the time has come that I need to now give them my son for more potent charms. 24 years old for money for selling cocaine. And then he entered this place on Sunday, brought those of his power and tried to use it, but he couldn't walk. The power of God hit him. He crawled to that place like a snake. What is Spark Nation? The spirit of prayer, the spirit of holiness, reviver, getting our young people out of wrong into right. You can meet 10 million people who promise to help you. They won't help you until God helps you. I feel there are people who just need to live a life behind them. And you can be a sister too, but you know you're living in sin. I need to sort this out, because if I don't, you see, all the business presentation I want to do will be a waste of time. You can't show a new way to unregenerated minds. If unregenerated minds can't do something prospering, they will make it fail. Because their mind is still in sin. Is there anyone here this afternoon who has a life they want to leave behind them? Someone just said in their mind, oh, that's a service for young people and da 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 da. You know where you are with the Lord. And I don't have much time this morning. If you're here this afternoon, sorry, and you're saying, I want to follow this Jesus, I don't want to live the old life anymore. And say, I'm not in a gang, I'm not in this or that, but I just want a new life. This is your moment.